Faith leaders offer prayer for the country ahead of Election Day. This will be a moment of awakening. By Hannah Blow on November 7, 2022. National faith leaders joined with former President Donald Trump in participating in a call on Monday, where they offered prayers for the country the day before Election Day. The National Faith and Values Prayer Call, hosted by the American Cornerstone Institute, included participants, from Dr. Ben Carson to Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, many of whom called for revival and awakening in America. Our faith has been forced out of the public square. Our liberty has been stripped away piece by piece. Our communities are disintegrating into lawlessness and violence. And radical anti-life policies are being pushed right down our throats around the nation. Carson began, kicking off the call by referencing scripture from Proverbs. Where there is no vision, the people perish. In other words, when we have leaders that don't have their eyes set on eternal truths, the nation suffers as a result, and we're seeing this playing up in front of us right now. He said, explaining that Americans have the chance to vote for their values. Former President Donald Trump spoke after Carson, expressing honor for participating on the call and describing the faith community as the very backbone of what makes our country great. Trump also said the Almighty's fingerprint is evident in all of the nation's great triumphs. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins was one of the guests on the call, who said a Christian's responsibility goes beyond voting. He spoke of Elijah's epic confrontation with the prophets of Baal, explaining that he confronted the people of Israel, in 1 Kings 18:21, which reads, "And Elijah came near to all the people and said, 'How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him.' And the people did not answer him a word." I really believe that this is the message, he said, contending that America needs to make a decision. If the Lord is God, we need to follow in our whole heart. It's time to stop living with one foot in the kingdom of God and one foot in the world, he said before praying that the country returns to biblical truth. "And so I pray that your people who are called by your name will humble themselves, will seek your face, will turn from their wicked ways," he said, asking the Lord to help his people seek him with their whole heart. "And I pray, Father, that as a result, even those who don't would be blessed in this nation, because of your blessings that would flow from the obedience of your people. And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen," he said, as other faith leaders offered similar prayers and messages. Paula White, founder of the National Faith Advisory Board, urged Americans to vote according to our convictions. "So we, as your people who are called by your name, thank you for hearing our prayers and leading by your Spirit in our land, Lord," she said, adding that his followers are watching and praying and discerning the signs of the times. Dr. Ed Young, the senior pastor of Second Baptist Church, also spoke, adding that the election will determine which way America. "And I am just praying that somehow, some way, that we will move against the woke agenda," he said, which he described as contrary to biblical truth. "Heavenly Father, we stand for truth. Teach us when to speak and when to be silent. May we be wise as serpents and innocent as doves, and Lord, let us not shout but let us speak. We pray that you will bring renewal in government," he said, thanking God for the privilege of voting and making our voices heard. Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life spoke, identifying the right to life as the foundation of every issue and asking God to teach his people that they are called to renew the world, not to follow it. "We rejoice today that we are citizens of your kingdom. May that make us all the more committed to being faithful citizens on earth," he said, adding that voters do not cease to be Christians when they enter the voting booth. Other participants offered prayers as Carson closed, reminding Christians to encourage all those around us to vote and remind each other that faith should not be hidden from the world. "This election gives us a chance to stand for our beliefs and make our voices heard," he said. "Tomorrow, we as Christians, who take our values seriously, have the opportunity to vote, and we can offer our nation the blessings of the upright mentioned in Proverbs. And by God's grace, we will continue to be that shining city upon a hill," he added.